We're not afraid. Come on, what can they do to me? If they incarcerate us, we're going to have revival in our incarceration. What, they're going to take our lives? You can't take nothing that you don't own. We belong to God Almighty. Come on, somebody. And so with that being said, how disrespectful. It's a disgrace. So I've cursed those city. I said, God, I'm sorry, I'm just a pastor. I said, Lord, forgive them. If they don't take that forgiveness, destroy them. Whoever came up. You get that council. You get that mayor. And just remove them. Because how dishonorable they are. How dare you cancel what lives they gave up for that we can help and make that kind of decision. Come on, are you with me? This is why this morning we need to come and reason together. Come on. Amen. We do. Hello, are you with me? We need to understand that as we close out this month in our creation that God has created, in the connectivity that God connected us last week with, and why we need it, why we need to not be in the natural but be in the supernatural under the presence and the Spirit of the Almighty Living God that we are to walk with, that we can be who we have been called to be, that we can shine a light. Come on. The devil is out there, and he's not ashamed. Right. It should be us out there not being ashamed. Yeah. Are you listening, church? Yeah. You know, we're hiding behind closed walls when we don't need to hide. Because the Bible tells me, whom the Son sets free. But I don't see the church free indeed. I see them afraid. I see them ashamed. Hello, the churches are agreeing with what they see. That's because of ignorance. And Paul the Apostle told the church, do not be ignorant. Know your God. Know who He is. Know how we are to represent. And so we're going to, and this is what the Lord dropped in my spirit this morning. How can we face this with us who we are? That rally's in August. That's been in the making for probably 6 months. We've been talking about it with the gentleman. And he actually came and seen our church for the first time because he knew who I was back then. And he knows I've been a pastor, and he knows I've been doing this work for a long time. And he just loved what he saw. He felt the peace of God. Come on. But you don't realize that man will take your life in a heartbeat. And I said, we're going to go take the lives back in a heartbeat that belonged to God. Come on. We weren't afraid to go take life. Now we're going to come and give life. Come on. How many know what I'm talking about? So in this reasoning together, we got to come that for what's coming, the promises, God has blessings coming. And remember, I'm not a prosperity teacher, but I believe in prosperity. I'm going to share with you the last 6 months, we've been blessed, but tested. We've been honored, but tried. Hello, somebody. We've been uplifted, but challenged. And every place that we saw, that what God allowed us to see and go through, how He came forth and replaced what those things were to do against us, and how He replaced it for us. Come on, because that's our God. Some of our roads may be a little crooked right now, and God wants to straighten them out. Some of you don't realize that everything that this year has brought you to a time for today, and to let you know that God is not through yet. He's not through yet. Hello. And you got to come to the place and understand. I want you to understand the verse I'm going to start with. You have to know the verses from 1 through till we get to that place. Isaiah chapter 1, I'm not telling you the verse, but I want you to know that we're in a time that God had to raise up and call the prophet out. How many know God calls people out that they must speak what must be spoken? Hello? You know, you don't realize that. I thank the Lord for the encouraging words. I needed to hear that this morning. Sometimes we need a pat in the back once in a while. You don't understand. Because what we go through, are we on the right road, Father? Did we say the right words? Because you don't know what's in our world as who we are and whose we are. So those words that Hap gave, I said, thank you, God. I needed to hear that. Because you don't realize that I had to go see Hap himself because he was almost ready to depart. But he can't go because she needed him there. Hello? See, he talked about his wife, but I'm talking about him. But God spared him. He was there for her. And now you're on borrowed time. It's God's time with you, Hap. And it won't be long. We all will be with her, all of us, but not today. We're here today because we're coming to reason with what God would want us to do. And what you got to understand, that prophet was spoken to say the things that God would have him to say, and he was talking to Israel, and Israel is a representation of the church. Say the church. That means you. Come on. The God of Isaac, right? Abraham, Isaac, and who? Yeah, he was turned to Israel. You that know the story, he was Israel. He got his name changed. You are Israel. Come on. And in the time of Israel, coming to God and repenting, just like us, God begins to do great things for us. God begins to bless us. God begins to show himself. God begins to prove himself. And what do? We start forgetting little by little who's the blesser, who provided, who made the way. Hello, y'all may know what I'm talking about. All of a sudden, our straight road gets a little bit of crooked because we think it's us and it's really our God. And he's going to let us go as far as he needs to, even though he's angry. Read the prior covenant. He gets angry. And I'm going to tell you, you don't want to face an angry God. The new covenant says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. You don't want to fall in the wrong hands that he holds. Come on. It's a fearful thing because we see what he's done in the prior covenant. And again, over and over and over. And right now, at the time that this writing was taking place, this was written about 700 years before Christ. That means it was like 300 years after the birthing of our creation. And how many times did we mess up? Read the scripture where Israel continued to mess up and mess up. And mess up. And God continued to hear their cries. Because after a while, enough's enough. How many know? Your journey will start falling apart when you forget who God is. And Israel has done that often. And you would think they would know better. But then generation after generation after generation, God bless this generation. But then this generation had to take over, and they did evil on the side of the Lord. That's how this worked. And it usually started with a kingship. It usually started with the heads. How many know what that means? See, it's not Father's Day, but if it was Father's Day, I'm saying, you know what, Dad, you better take your place right because oil's running down. No, you didn't hear that. Oil runs down from the beard of Abraham. Are you here? And this is how God works. Come on, Holy Spirit. We need you this morning more than ever. How many agree? And so here we are. Here we are, 700 years before Christ, 3,000 years and 3,300 years after recreation. And the prophet has been called to speak to the church and tell the church, you are so messed up that God's allowed it and about to do worse if you don't repent. If you don't make it right, if you don't hear what the Lord is saying, and here we are at that time, God is going to bless you or you're going to lose your blessing. It's going to be up to you. Say, it's up to me. And I don't know about you, and I'm at a point where I want to be blessed. No, I want to be blessed. I don't want to come this far and put up with what I had to and not be blessed. Those headaches need to repay. Huh? Those tests of the body, it needs to repay. I want what the enemy stole returned seven times fold. That's the word of God. For you that know the word of God. And so this is how it's going to work. Because our next months ahead, you know, we're in the middle of the end of the middle of the year now. Today's our last service of August, September. You know, on Tuesday, it's going to be July, the seventh month, and it's resting time. I mean, you know what resting time means. That means things are going to work out the way they've been called to work out. And you can take these words to the bank. So now, here they are, God speaking, because God's love for his people. Hello, church. And he's speaking loud out there. And this is what he's going to say to us this morning. Say us. And now in verse number 18, King James Version is going to say like this in the beginning. It says, come now. Listen, church. This is an invitation. Come. And let me tell you, it's not an invitation to those that don't know. This is an invitation for those that have known, those that have learned, those that have been called into, those that have been summoned, those that have been reached out. Because how many know that you're not here on your own? You're here because the Spirit of God has called you in. The Bible says, no man cometh. Jesus, his word says, no man cometh, lest my Spirit draw you in. You're all drawn in. Everybody today are being drawn in all around our nation that's under the title of Christianity. And watch out, Christianity is crooked right now. I'm telling you, it's crooked, but it said, come now. It's so crooked that I just read an article of what happened in April. How come they didn't share theirs until now that someone in Arizona that thought he was right with God, thought the name of Yahweh, which means God himself, and is correct, saying that Christianity is wrong by saying that Jesus is God. That lets you know how the studying has been twisted, and that this man went to a house of God, followed the pastor home, saw that the pastor lived alone. His wife already departed. He was still preaching the gospel. And that night, went in, broke into his home, murdered him, hung him on the wall, crucified him, and put the message out that he's false. Because Jesus is in God. But if you know, he's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Three in one. Many are saying there's no three in one, but the word says it. And who are you to change the word? That's the lie of the enemy. And the lie of the enemy has to not be heard. It needs to be rebuked. And you can rebuke it because you are the children of the Most High. We are the sons and daughters. Come on, say amen. And this man thought he had a right to go destroy this other man's life. Fortunately, in the ignorance, because how many know there's ignorance? Yeah. And I'm going to tell you, the ignorance of the enemy using him and all the ignorance of man, the man thought, oh, wait a minute, I need to go back and steal the man's car because I need transportation. And when he went back, not realizing the garage was armed. The house wasn't armed, the garage was armed, that if any broke into his garage, the alarm went off. And the alarm went off, police came, and he got caught. Thank the Lord. So thank the Lord. As for you, church, you might be getting by, but you're not getting away. See, God knows all things. This is why we need to reverence the Almighty God. Israel continued to fail in the reverence of Almighty God. And so after he was caught, he confessed. He had 12 more pastors ready to go be killed. And of the 12, two were Catholic priests. Thank God he got caught. Unfortunately, one had to pay a price. Fortunately, he made heaven his home. Thankfully, he reached a 70 years plus time factor. Hello? And so we thank the Lord. So here we are today. God wants to reason because he's saying, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Well, what does reason mean to you? Does anybody know the actual translation of the word yakak? Say yakak. That's the Hebrew word for it. Yakak. Say yakak. Come on. And it basically means to prove. Reason. It means to decide. It means to judge. It means to rebuke. It means to reprove. It means to correct. It means to be right. So he's saying, come on, let's get together and let's start to prove. How many know that we can prove God this morning? I prayed for someone this morning, and I said by the end of service that God should move on that behalf. We don't need to wait till tomorrow, nor to next week, but we here today. I said by the end of service, I pray, Lord, prove yourself, not us. Come on, prove yourself, right? It all judge. Come on, let's judge. How many know that we need to judge things? We can't accept everything. The Bible in the epistles of John, he says, what? Try the Spirit with the Spirit. See, it's about God. Just because you say you're a Christian don't mean a thing to me. Satan's more Christian than some of the Christians are. You know what that means? He goes to God and talks to God. When's the last time you talked to God? I have to, when's the last time you spent time with God? Because Satan spends a lot of time with God. So he's more Christian than most of us. Oh, you don't like that, but it's okay. Because I know that I've learned to spend time with God. And the more time I spend with God, the more I learn of our God, the more I don't love the world and I love heaven. I don't know about you, but I want to make heaven my home. This world don't have anything that I really desire. I don't even want a mansion. I just want to sit in that place where there's no more of what we see in this world. That's all I want. Come on, somebody. So I need to judge. So let's come. Come together. Let's judge. Let's rebuke together. Let's reprove together. Let's correct together. Because not everything's right out there. Amen. Oh, you're not listening, church. This is how you're going to be who you've been called to be. This is how we're going to reach the levels that God has called us. Do you not realize we're going from faith to faith? Glory to glory? We're going from precept to precept? Come on, this is how God works. He takes you up, not down. He lifts you up, not put you down. This is the God we serve, but it's going to be up to us to be lifted up. Yeah. And I want to be lifted up. Not looked upon, not to be seen, but to be a place that he knows my name. God knows my name. Yes. Come on, he knows my name. But I also know his name. He's my Father in heaven. Are you listening, church? He's Abba. He's my Father in heaven. The Creator. Hello. And it says, correct. Be right. Come on. We have to get to that place. So, in all that we said, now come on, let's read together. Saith the Lord, though your sins, say my sins. I mean, we have sins. Some of them has more than others, right? Some of them are worse than others, but you know, with God, sin is sin. It says, though your sins be as scarlet, ye shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Oh, we all love that one, but I didn't stop there. Verse number 19, Isaiah chapter 1 says, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. I don't know about you. I want to eat the good of the land that God has prepared for us. Oh, that's right. He deserved that praise offering. He does. When's the last time you seen the real garden where we were created from? Where everything was there for us. Where's the last time that you lived in a place in a time of life that you're in, that everything's prepared for you. That the cross has fulfilled for us. If you be willing. Wait, okay, you can be willing, but are you willing to be obedient? Are you willing to listen? Are you willing to obey? Because I don't know about you, but I'm going to ask God to show, and I've been asking, show everybody hell. Because I want to know what's in hell that you want. No, yeah, you want to go sell ice cubes? Be my guest. Because you're ignorant. Because if you don't know, fire melts ice. Am I right or wrong? If you don't believe me, get some ice and put in a cup and just put it out today after you get out of service. Because it's going to hit 100 degrees somewhere by where we live. A little cooler up here. Not much. But, and you shall eat. And then he goes on. But you don't have to listen, church. We don't have to do anything that God asks us to do. You don't have to do anything because that's how good our God is. How many agree? I'm so glad that our God doesn't dictate us. But he loves us to make a choice. This is why we have heard, choose this day. Joshua said that. After the departure of Moses, he heard and he spoke, choose this day who you are going to listen to and obey. But you don't have to. No one has to do anything. Just don't get mad at those that do. And don't get mad at those as you see them accelerate, because it doesn't matter how long you've been in the church. What matters is how you obey the word of the Lord. You all have privileges to have Bibles in your hands. We have it electronically now. We have it where you got 10 or 12 different versions available for you. Amen. So if you don't get it, if you don't understand it here, well, okay, God, let's go to the easy English version right here on verse number 18. And the easy English says it like this on verse 18 and 19. Come now. The Lord is saying, we should talk about this together. Even if your sins are as bright red, they will be as white as snow. Even if they are as dark red, they will be like wool. Agree with me. Obey me. That's the Lord. If you do those things, you will eat the best food in the country. You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. You don't hear me. See, that's one version. Now here's another. This is the International Standard Version. Please come and let us reason together. Implore the Lord. Even though your sins are like scarlet, they'll be white as snow. Though they be like crimson, they'll become like wool. If you're willing and obedient, you will eat the best that the land produces. Come on, church. I don't know about you, but I want the best. If God is wanting to give us the best, because how many know He is the best? Come on. There is no one gooder than Him. Do you believe in the word gooder? Hello. Come on, somebody. And so as we're reading this, on verse number 19, if you're willing. But look what 20 says. But if you refuse. So you can't get mad at God like often we do get mad at God, because we don't realize that your decisions yesterday are affecting today. You know what I'm saying? See, I sat with a guy that just had his birthday yesterday. He probably felt a little bit older today. Because the body will tell you, you're in the 60s now. Come on. That's a little humor. Hello, somebody. But if you refuse and rebel, this is what happens when, this is how God looks at it when we don't listen. Here it is, church. Here's what I have for you. I have you to be the head, not the tail. I have you to be above, not beneath. I have you that I will meet all your needs according to my riches that are in my glory. But you don't want to hear the rest. He says, but if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. How many know what the sword is? In God's word, it's by words you shall be devoured. Just words. We have a saying when we were younger, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words? Oh no, words are worse. They can kill a spirit. They can hurt a soul. They will cause an offense. And I don't know if you know the word of God. Proverbs says it's hard to reach an offended brother. We're better off to reach a city like Sodom, paraphrasing his word, than to reach one that's been offended. And usually the offense comes only with words. And it's crazy, because sometimes the words is, well, the pastor didn't say hi to me today. Even though he's surrounded by 30 people. Hello? So by the words, because why? You chose not to believe. You chose not to listen. You chose to do it like Burger King has spoken you to do it. We want it our way, God. And if you don't know the scriptures, that's why I said read before these on your own. Go before God. Say, speak to me, Lord. What is it? Why is it that you make the provisions and causes us to leave and walk away from you? And it starts just with one day at a time. It don't happen overnight. You listen and you bless, and the blessing continues, and then all of a sudden you're walking like, I am it. I am the person. Look what we have done. Look at our accomplishments. Look at us. Look at us. Look at me. And that's when failure is already rising up. All of a sudden, you forgot that. You forgot that when you called on me, you were beneath, not above. When you called on me, you had no one on your side. But I came because I'm for you. And you forgot that because I'm for you, who can be against you? And when you called on me and I came because I heard your cry, I picked you up and I walk with you daily. But you forgot now that I'm still here. And now you've taken the credit. Now you're receiving the glory when it's my glory that lifted you up. It's my glory that came to you. So if you don't understand the word, if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword of the mouth, by words. The words of and the Lord has spoken it. And it's going to go, I'm going to read through now with me. How, verse 21, how is the faithful city become a harlot? Listen to what he's calling us. How many know Israel was faithful? How many know we are faithful? Revelator says it like this: you're neither hot or cold no more. But I would rather that you be hot or cold, because right now you lukewarm. You're straddling the fence. You don't know what side you want. And the Revelator put it like that, that the Lord said, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth, because I don't know about you, but how many don't like lukewarm water? Because I don't. Especially on a hot day. Come on. Especially on a hot day out of a rubber hose. You know, when we were poor, that was water for us, man. But it had a horrible taste. Come on, somebody. See, I got to be truthful, you know, because I know where I've come from and I know where I'm at. But I know that I'm not here because of my own. I'm here because of the one that saved me, the one that delivered me, the one that set me free, and better yet, the one that's with me has raised us up. How is the faithful city become a harlot? This is us. How could you become who that? You were faithful. What caused you to become a harlot? You know what a harlot is, most of you, right? A prostitute. How could you sell out and sell yourself? Are you listening, church? It was full of judgment and righteousness lodging now, but your murders, you had correction. You understood judgment. You understood righteousness. You understood the ways. You understood that the New Testament, most of us should know that Jesus said, I am the way. Not you, not them, not us. He said, I am the way. I am the truth, right? And I am the life. No man can come to the Father except by me. Come on, somebody. How is it now that you become a murderer? How is it that you have become a thief? How is it that you have become a robber along with a harlotry? In other words, we're now believing everything. So we're selling ourselves short by believing everything. How many know today God isn't mad if you marriage in color? How many know he don't get mad at that? But he doesn't like if you have different religions. He does not like that. He's not for that 100%, even today. They say, well, God is forgiven. Yes, he forgives us, but his word hasn't changed. This is why at the end of time, we got to understand that you can't, it's not going to work. I'm sorry. You can't be a Christian and try to marry a Muslim. You can't do that. It's not going to happen. You can't be a Christian and think you're going to marry a Mormon. Do I need to go on? You can't be a Christian and you can't marry, I don't want to say it, but I got to say it, a Catholic. What do you mean, a Catholic? They believe in Christ. Yeah, but they believe in idols. They believe in statues that don't exist. Hello, church? Jesus is just a great prophet. No, he's the Son of God. He's the Savior. Hello, I've watched it. I've seen everything under the sun. When even one of our prior members, that God had to take her up, take him out of his life because he changed her rather than her changing him. It ain't going to happen. Come on. You can't be a Christian and marry a Jehovah Witness. You can't. God is not for that. You want me to keep on going? I think you get the message, right? That's what whoredom is. That's what it means by harlotry. Don't play that game because you're going to lose. It's a choice. You have a right to make. Go ahead. Go ahead. If you were here on Wednesday night, we just covered about marriage, right? If you were here, it says your marriage is not the answer, but your marriage is going to bring a lot of trouble towards you. Everybody think marriage is the answer? No. Marriage is a good reason, a good thing, but it's going to bring trouble. Why? Because flesh against flesh. Don't you understand? Even though we've become one, who's the one? He's got to remain the one, but even who's the one? He says it's coming with trouble. Read the seventh chapter. But he comes up and he says, how is it now? On verse 22, now, thy silver has become dross. Look at this. This is for making the wrong decision. Your silver is become dross, the wine mixed with water. 23, the princes are rebellious and companions of thieves. Everyone loves gifts and follows after rewards. They judge not the fatherless, neither does the cause of the widow come unto them. 24, therefore saith the Lord. Okay, who's saying that? But you're an Old Testament pastor. Oh no, heaven and earth is going to pass away. But Jesus says, my word is not. That includes the prior covenant. There's only a couple of changes that have come. And one of the changes that has come is about worshiping on a certain day only. Are you listening, church? Come on. Therefore, saith the Lord, 24, the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, I will ease me of my adversary and avenge me of my enemy. I will turn my hand upon thee and purity, purge away thy dross and take away all thy sins. This is what he wants to do if you say yes, because we have already done this. We have committed harlotry before our God by accepting the actual word of God, by receiving the salvation plan and rising up in that plan and then walking away from that plan. By doing it our way, there comes that Burger King way. You know, it's not that way. There's only one way. Come on. There's only one way, and I'm sorry. It has gates and walls up there. I'm sorry, church. He calls us aliens. In the whole prior covenant, we're alien. If we're not serving, if we're not Jewish and we're not grafted in, he calls us aliens. Oh, I know you didn't like that, but that's okay. That's okay, because you're going to love me at the end. And then I'm going to read 25. And I will turn my hand. If I read it one, I'm going to say it again. I turn that purity, purge away thy drought, take away all thy sin. I will restore thy judges as the first and thy counselors as the beginning. Afterward, thou shalt be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. This is a prophetic word that's coming to pass in our country today. God, that we have been crying out for the last 4 years. We need righteous judges. We need righteous counselors giving counsel to those that rule over our land. How many know what I'm saying? There are people that are praying for our country, that are standing for our country, that are standing for our cities, that's, of course, we're standing for our states, that we're standing for our churches today. Come on, somebody. This is why we got to come reason together in the beginning by understanding what he is saying here. And thou shalt be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. 27, Zion shall be redeemed. The church will be redeemed with judgment and her converts with righteousness. And the destruction of the transgressor and the sinner shall be together. And they that forsook the Lord shall be consumed. Listen, we're getting Bible. We're not going to get away. Understand the word of God is true. Stop trying to work out what God has been working on concerning your lives. Hello, somebody. God got you in his hand. He's already purposed, planned you. He's got your whole life prepared for you, but it's going to take submission to him. That when the new month comes, because we're under creativity right now, changes have come. Yes, they're coming. Absolutely. Yes. The difficulties we have faced, yes, they were there, but look, we're being delivered. Yes, we're being sanctified. Yes, we're separated from what shouldn't be no longer. And he says, 27, and the destruction of the transgression, and the sinners shall be together, and they that forsake the Lord shall be consumed. For they shall be ashamed of the oaks which have desired, and you shall be confounded of the garden that you have chosen, for you shall be as an oak whose leaf faded, as a garden has no water. And the strong shall be the tow, and the maker of its spark. They shall both burn together, and none shall quench. In other words, it's turning around time. How many know we need a turnaround time? It's turning around time. Your changes are here. They're in the makings. It's moving right now. Come on, the Spirit of God is moving right now upon our country, upon our states. But it's going to take us as we reason together, as we come together in agreement. How many know that we're agreeing for our young people to be in that mountain this coming week? The fire's trying to scare them on the other side. But what do we do as people of God? We rebuke the fire. Come on, say amen, somebody. We're not going to let our young be robbed from what the glory of God is desiring with other brothers and sisters, that they can know they're not alone in this journey. They're not alone in the schools, right? They're not alone out there but making the right decision by saying no to the world and yes to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, the church, us. Hello. Everything's about to turn around now. And we're praying now. How many are agreeing? We're praying. We're praying for them. But, you know, of course, it's going to take us to continue that you, and I promise you, I take this word to the bank. It's not my words, God. As the turning around comes, it's going to be good. Because he's a good God. But I got to make the right decisions. Come on, somebody. I need to walk in the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding of God Almighty. Is this right for me, God? Is this your will, God? He doesn't take us and put us in place that robs him. He puts us in place that he gets the glory. He'll get the praise. He'll get the honor. And he'll let you take that honor as long as you know how to give it back to him. By saying in your prayer, in the private morning, God, thank you, but it's yours. It ain't mine. Because with you, I can't do it. But because of you, I've done it. Come on, somebody. In closing out, let's go to the book of Romans real quick, like the 8th chapter. I love the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. It starts off with a verse that we're not going to talk about, but it's a good one. It talks about there is no condemnation because God doesn't condemn us. However, let me correct something. We condemn ourselves. Bad choice, condemnation comes. I serve a God that chastises me because he loves me. We heard it, oh, how he loves me in that worship today. Come on. Oh, how he loves me, right? The beautiful choir singing, oh, and I just, oh, yeah, I just hurt my heart. He does love me. I don't know why, but he loves me. Amen. And I thank the Lord for that. He loves me. And at the end, how we can say the splendor of our King. How great is our God. Come on, you don't know the greatness. You don't know what he wants to do for you until you make the right choice. And you have today to make the right choice that tomorrow, when it comes, if it comes, God's got you. He's got your fears. He's got your worries. He's got your doubts. He's got your unbelief. He has your weaknesses. He's got it all stored up already, ready to be consumed, that his glory can replace. Come on. And so there's no condemnation. That's right. Not from God, but I will condemn myself because choice that I've made. But I need you to see when you make the right choice, chapter 8 and verse number 14, it speaks a little bit like this, right? This, look, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, when you make the right choice, he comes to lead you now. How many like the cloud by day and fire by night? You don't know how much you need that. You don't realize that cloud by day is a protector. It's protecting us from what? That wants to burn us. that that wants to destroy us, that that's coming against us. And right there at that point is the desert sun. Hello? Too much sun today, we get the cancer word. Melanoma, cancer is rising, right? But then the opposite, you need vitamin D. You need to be on the sun, so we can't win. Hello? Amen. Well, you don't have the right skin. What do you mean? There's only one skin. It might be a little color difference, but it's still skin is skin. Don't you agree? So understanding by what he's given us the choice to make this morning, that if I choose what he's asking us by reasoning, you need to reason with God. Number one. And it's okay to reason with one another. It's okay to come together. It's all right that we speak correctly with one another. And when we do this and we make the right choice that he's telling us to choose to listen and start obeying, then all this is going to be for you. Then he's telling us in this manner, for as many are as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. How many know that we're children of the Most High? Yes, give them a praise offering, but I don't believe we understand that. I don't believe by the way we were brought up, we understand that. I don't believe that our culture teachings lets us understand that he is our Father, which is in heaven, and hallowed is his name. And he would have it as it is in heaven to be on earth for us, his children. Come on, somebody. And so as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. But 15 says, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. You have not received this again. See, when you come back to God, make the right choices, his spirit is alive in you. It quickens you. It revives you. It rekindles you. And then it lets it be known that you are not received that bondage again because I've set you free. And it says to fear. God didn't give us, Timothy heard from the Apostle Paul, God didn't give us this spirit of fear. So what are you afraid of? Why are you afraid? What can they do to you? Can they imprison you? Well, didn't they imprison Paul the Apostle? Peter the Apostle? Come on, somebody. Didn't they imprison Luke the physician, the Apostle? Didn't they imprison all the many? And I want you to know, we know their name, but we don't know them. But God let us know their name. Why? Because they chose correctly. They were led by the Spirit of God. Didn't care about their professions. Didn't care about what the threats were. Didn't let the fears come in about death, about what's going to happen, of the beheadings possibly, or about being used in the Colosseum for entertainment's sake. They stood by what they believed in. They were led continuously. God was in the prison with them. God was in the Colosseum with them. God was all the way through them, even as Stephen, as he saw the heavens open and they were about to stone him. He saw the heavens and he saw the Father and he saw the Son. But where was the Holy Spirit at? Looking at them through him. Because you can't see God without the Spirit of God. He looked up at them at that moment. And at the same time, I could hear him saying, forgive them. Because what they're about to do is send me home to you. Come on. And he was a very young servant. It didn't deter them like we get deterred because of finances, because of materialistic lifestyles, because of the way our cultures are telling us to go after, the way the church is even guilty of telling us sometimes. He says, but we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. But you, say I, have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, our Father, Abba, our Father. And I don't know if you understand the adoption process, but the adoption process is a strong process. It's a process that takes your birth certificate that you originally received and removes it and it is destroyed, and all the records to that is destroyed, and you receive a new birth certificate by the adopter's name and everything that comes with that name. We are adopted by God the Father. We have his DNA now, and we have everything that God the Father has, because we are now heirs together with our Savior. Oh, you missed it. However, that's the good news. But again, it's going to come to make the right decision. You want to be blessed? And how many days to Christmas? We're getting closer. Come on, you think it's funny, but you're going to be here, you're going to be sweating bullets. Especially if finances aren't the way they should be because you didn't make the right decision, or you are going to make the right decision today. And God's going to bless you, and you're going to mess up because he knows you already. Doesn't he know you? Didn't he know Israel? Didn't he not say to the prophet, I knew you before you were born, Jeremiah chapter 1? I knew you. He says, I knew you. You didn't know me. I knew you. And I knew you were going to mess up. But I still called you. This is where we got to understand. But look at the same chapter now. Same chapter. I'm going to now close you with this. Now I see more I want to see. All right, let's start with verse number 5. But that's not my verse. That's not my text. He goes, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Are you listening to this? Are you reading it for yourselves? For God's sake, we got to put it on the screen for you. That's why we do it. Just because we know not everybody comes with Bibles ready. Now, y'all got your phones. I get that, but there ain't nothing like a Bible. Are you listening, church? And then verse number 7, because the carnal mind is an enemy against God. For it is not subject to the laws of God, neither indeed can be. This is why you got to be careful. Last week, the natural versus the supernatural. This week, the choice that you will be who God called you to be. So on verse number 8, which is my text in closing, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. They that are in the, and you have, we all have it. It wars against God constantly. It doesn't want to pray. It doesn't want to read. It doesn't want to have fellowship. Some people already thinking, what? We're going to have a fellowship, man? We're already in church on Wednesdays and Mondays. And Pastor's wife already has us every other Friday coming in. And now they want us on a Friday. And then we got to be back on Sunday. Come on. What's up with that? They that are the flesh cannot, will not please God. Because the Spirit can never have enough of the things of God. But when the Spirit is moved aside and our flesh is in control, all we want are the things of the flesh. All we are concerned is pleasing the things of the flesh. But when you're in the spiritual realm, learn from Israel. Israel got into the flesh, forgot about God, started worshiping false gods. What that means is they accepted false gods. They started marrying outside of their religions. They got all these, they were sacrificing their own children, throwing them into the fire. When God never said you had to do that, all you had to do was trust me. And in the trust, he opens the Red Sea. In the trust, he feeds you manna all day long. In the trust, he'll bring water out of a rock. Come on, somebody. In the trust, we make heaven our home. Come on, because our name is written in the registration of the city of God. Come on, if your name is not in the city of God, He's not going to let you in. Don't be offended by what the news wants you to be offended with. Be offended that they're not obeying the laws of God. Come on, somebody. But if you decide to, I'm going to tell you, this flesh has a lot of desires. It has a lot of wants. It does. I'm not going to lie to you. I've had to learn to die. Come on. Are you here?
Yeah.
So, in closing now, your tomorrows and thereafter for the rest of the year are going to be wonderful. The doors are open. Doors are closing. Come on, somebody. The windows of heaven want to open up. Come on. Hello, somebody. And He wants to give to you what is promised to you as who you are as His child. But I have to choose today. How do I want to do this, Lord? And with that, stand to your feet. Bow your heads.